Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm, MSU Athletics Department, and Ozarks Healthcare. And now, Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports.
Welcome to the Great White North. It is winter time, and we're in Moberly. And we're looking forward to this contest tonight between the MSU West Plains Grizzlies and the Moberly Greyhounds. And the both teams coming off of wins here in the past week on Wednesday night. MSU West Plains with a win over Jefferson, 71-68. And it was Moberly with a 72-60 win here over Three Rivers. So far in the season, the Greyhounds, they're the hottest thing as far as Region 16 goes. They're 5-0 in league play, and they've won 14 straight games, and they haven't lost a game since November the 15th when they lost by 10 to Dodge City. Grizzlies, meanwhile, have played here twice already this season. We were here back in early November for a two-day tournament, and the Grizzlies lost one game to Wabash Valley, 78-72. Came back the second day on Saturday and beat Southwestern Illinois, 68-61. So, with that, the Grizzlies and the Greyhounds being introduced to the assembled crowd here. 22 degrees, feels like 10 here in the cradle of junior college basketball. First of all, for the Grizzlies, they're starting five, coached by Jared Fay. Ryan Richardson, 6'5 sophomore from Hollywood, Florida. Shandarius Glass, 6'1 freshman from West Monroe, Louisiana. Urji Hanami, 6'4 sophomore, Windsor, Ontario. Blaine Harris, 6'5 freshman from Cape Girardeau. And Lionel Kamwimba, the 6'8 sophomore from Democratic Republic of Congo. Starting five for the Greyhounds, coach by Hall of Famer Pat Smith. 35, K.J. Basser, 6'1 sophomore from Chicago. Javarius Boy, a 6'4 sophomore from St. Louis. Ade Papula, a 6'5 sophomore from St. Louis. Latrell Kyle, 6'4 sophomore from Rockford, Illinois. And Josh Lowe, a 6'7 freshman from Dallas, Texas. Josh Lowe is a load inside. He is 6'7, and he's kind of like a he's kind of like a pop, built like a pop machine, but he is not. He is thinned down a little bit since the last time I saw him. Anyway, Josh Lowe is 6'7". He'll jump 6'8". Lionel Kamwimba to start the game. The Greyhounds will be in the gray with the black and red trim. Grizzlies traveling blue with white and red trim. Grizzlies go left to right in the first half. Tip control, bad toss-up, controlled by Moberly. Greyhounds have it down the right wing. They'll take it to the middle. A bump, follow-away shot from 10 feet, an air ball. It's saved, but out of bounds is Moberly, and that'll be a turnover. Three things. Number one, got to take care of the ball, not turn the ball over tonight if you're going to have any kind of a chance to win this ball game. You got a rebound. You can't let them just jump over the top of us all night long. And get the ball to the basket. Take it in there and draw some fouls. Get to the free throw line. Ryan Richardson has it on the right side with 14 on the shot clock. Sean Glass dribbles left, gets double screen, can't get open. Back out to the point to Ryan. 8 on the shot clock. Man-to-man being played by Moberly. High screen going right. Ryan moves over, shoots a 3 off the lip of the rim, no good, but it's chased down by Blaine Harris. Ball faked by Sean Glass, shoots a 17-footer, that's an air ball, and that'll go out of bounds, and it'll be Moberly basketball. So two trips, each team has had one, both teams have shot an air ball, and we've played 51 seconds. Greyhounds come back on offense. To the right corner, step back shot. There's a 2, and that's good. Boye with the bucket. Javaris Moye with the first basket of the ball game. 2-0 game. Grizzlies with a chance to tie. Dribbles to the right. Ryan Richardson gets a good screen. Drives in. Gets cut off. Goes up and under. Shot no good. Tipped out of bounds by the Greyhounds. He'll stay with the Grizzlies. And they'll have 20 on the shot clock. Fitzsimmons, John Arena is the name of this junior college basketball bastion. Here's a lob on the inbound play in the left corner. Back out to the point, Urji Hanami, 15 on the shot clock. Urge likes to go right, lost his balance, picked up though by Blaine Harris. Dribbles over, Urji hands it off. Sean with 6 on the shot clock. Pull up, shoot a 3 from the left wing, good. Sean Glass gives the Grizzlies an early 3-2 lead with a 3. He started so well against Jefferson the other night. He had 10 in the first 5 minutes. Here's a shot from the point, no good. Rebounded by the Greyhounds on the long rebound. Shot from the left wing. Moye for 3, and it's good. Moye has all 5 for the Greyhounds. 5-3 ball game. This Greyhound team is different than most junior college teams in that they have a ton of sophomores. On the right side, here's a pull-up from 15, and that's off the mark. Rebound out of bounds off the Grizzlies, and it'll go back over to Moberly. 5-3, Greyhounds, 17:35 to go in the first half. The Greyhounds have 17 sophomores. Take that back. They have 10 sophomores and 8 freshmen. Here's a drive shot off the back iron, no good. And the ball comes off the miss by Vassar, picked up by Lionel Kamwimba. Grizzlies in the front court now. Richardson dribbles over to the baseline. He's cut off, backs down, keeps the dribble, now picks it up. Gets it out to Urji, 12 on the shot clock, down by 2. Ryan Richardson curls over the top all the way, lays it up. That should have been a goaltend, and it's blocked by the postman low. I mean, that shot was from 5 feet in front of the rim, and he just swatted it out of the cone. At to the point, here's an open shot for a 2, and it's a 3, and it's good. Latrell Piles with his first basket, and it's a 3. Now it's 8-3. Now this is where it gets tricky early on. You've got to get control of this game again and get back in the game. Otherwise, you're going to look up, and it's instead of 8-3, it's going to be 21-3. You can't let this thing get away from you right off the bat. Sean Glass in the front court. Over to Blaine Harris. Popping out Richardson. He got bumped. Picks up the ball. And now dribbles over at the point. Spins to the middle. Gets in the lane. Lost it. Loose basketball. Stolen. Turnover Grizzlies are first. Up the middle of the floor with it. Ade Papula will shoot a 3 straight on. Good. Or a Papua. Third 3. Ball knocked out of bounds in the backcourt. It's 11-3. You really, really need to score right here. Blaine Harris over to Sean Glass. Lost the dribble, lost the ball, tied up on the floor, picked up by Ryan Richardson, and a foul will be called on the Greyhounds. Scotland for the ball on the floor. 15:44 to go in the first half. They do not list individual fouls, so it's a mystery. Timeout, 15:44 to go in the first half. Greyhounds 11, Grizzlies 3. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
15:44 to go in the first half. The Grizzlies led 3-2. Since then, Moberly has scored the next nine, and they have an 8-point lead. Grizzly basketball in the front court. And now we start to go back to play. The official blows the whistle. I'm not sure what that was all about, but we're ready to go again. Urchi Hanami, Ryan Richardson, Blaine Harris, Sean Glass, and Lionel Kimwemba are the five still out there, the starting five for the Grizzlies. Sean Glass, right side, baseline, wraparound, pass, and pass, stolen. Nope, out of bounds. Deflected out of bounds by Javaris Moye, and it'll stay with the Grizzlies. 13 on the shot clock. Off a screen, Urgy gets the ball on the inbound pass. Picks up the dribble, bounce, bad pass, stolen. Well, he's going to pass it to Sean Glass, got deflected and stolen away. Javarius Moye drives in, hangs, and shoots on the drive, and good. From the left side, two players converge, but couldn't stop Moye. He's got seven. He's a really good player. He is 6'4", a sophomore from St. Louis. This is a really experienced Moberly team, at least class-wise. Urgy drives the lane, puts it up high off the board, and good. Urgy Hanami drove down the right side of the key. And Urge gets his first basket. Pat Smith up on the sideline, screaming at somebody in the gray. We scored, so... Down the left side at the elbow. They'll pick that ball up and move it out front with Latrell Kyles. At the left point, Moye, crossover dribble. Takes it down, gets cut off by Sean Glass in the corner. Kyles with a three, that's an air ball, and taken down by the Grizzlies. Ryan Richardson, front court, down by eight. Blaine Harris hands the ball off to Sean Glass. Sean at the right point, dribbles over left elbow, left corner. Ryan Richardson has it. They overplay, they double team. Free throw line, right point. Three ball by Sean Glass is good. Sean Glass with two threes has kind of pulled us back in this thing now. 13-8. Under the 14-minute mark, down the key, Kyles with a runner off the board. Won't go, tipped out, over the back, foul be called. On the Greyhounds, and that's going to be on Josh Lowe. Josh Lowe with his first foul, so the big guy will have to go to the bench. And we'll get Jaden Banks in the ball game for the Greyhounds, 5'10 freshman from St. Louis. Is everyone from St. Louis on this team? Here's the inbound play. Javian Downey bounces up. Quick pass across. And the shot is up. No good by Lionel. Goes up. Blocked foul. And Hickman Smith, who just came to the ball game, will get to the free throw line and shoot two.
Rolling foul number 12.
DeJuan Bates called for the foul for the Greyhounds. So in the act of shooting, two shots for Ethan Smith. 6'8 sophomore from Laurel, Maryland makes the first try. Grizzlies 2-1 in league play, while the Greyhounds are 5-0. Man, they have been cruising for two straight months. In the ball game for the Grizzlies, Jalen Heisen, next free throw is good. Ethan Smith makes two, and the Grizzlies pull within three. Right side, high screen, back to the left point, catch, shoot, three, good. Ade Popolo with his second three. They've made six field goals, four of them behind the three-point line. Davian Downey out front, stops the dribble, looks, gets it across, Blaine Harris. Sean Glass now out front near the timeline, 16-10, 13 minutes to play in the half. Ethan Smith has it. Jab step, bounce pass underneath, good pass, up and under shot. Sean Glass up and good on a great feed from Ethan Smith out front. And Sean Glass, just like the other night, he had 10 points first 5 minutes. Tonight, in the first 7 minutes, he's got eight. Davian Downey guarding the basketball, banks with it out front. Now Bates pulls up right elbow, jump shot, back iron won't go, rebound, turn, shot good. Popolo now has 8 points. 18-10. Grizzlies down by eight, 12-18 to go, first half. Davian Downey, left corner, wide open. Blaine Harris, three ball, and that's good. Blaine Harris, we needed that. 18-13. Out front, Popola hands the ball off. They'll give it to Kyle. He'll go around his guy, drive in, left-hand layup is no good. Tipped over, and Sean Glass gets the rebound for the Grizzlies. On the right side, Ethan Smith. Wraparound pass, knocked out of bounds, away from Jalen Heisen. Out of bounds, it'll be Grizzly basketball. With 22 on the shot clock. Media timeout, 11:44 to play in the first half. The Grizzlies fell behind, but are still behind, but they've cut the margin down to 5. 18-13 here at Moberly. Back in a minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, they're more than a farm store.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
It looked kind of bad for a while. We were down in this game. It was 11-3. The Greyhounds have seen that lead melt down to 3 points. It's 18-15. Grizzlies will have the basketball on the side. 18-15 score. Grizzlies have it. Sean Glass, left side, bad bounce pass in. Tried to get it to Ethan Smith and threw it right to the defender, Ade Popola. He'll drive the lane. He'll put it up. No good. And the rebound taken down by Jalen Heisen up the right side. Sean Glass beats his man, gets bumped off the ball. Now on the left point, Jalen Heisen hands out front. Good spin move. Pull up, 17-footer by Sean, no good. And nothing but gray shirts there for the rebound. Javarius Moye has it. 11:03 to go in the half. Moye, free throw line, leans in, dishes across, ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Grizzlies. This Moberly team is ranked 18th in the country. This is not as good a team as they've had past, I'd say, 2-3 years. They're still pretty good. Moye, three, right point, no good. Rebound, Jalen Heisen for the Grizzlies. Richardson on the right side. Dribbles over, a three would tie the game. Straight up man-to-man by Moberly. Ethan Smith out front, beats his guy on the, lost it on the way in, turned it over. Pass up ahead. Banks, alley-oop, two-handed dunk. Papua has 10, 20-15. Right corner, Jalen Heisen. To the post, Eaton Smith turns to the middle. Gets it outside, Whitaker. Now out to Richardson. 10-12 to go in the half, 10 on the shot clock. Javian Downey drives, kicks it to the right corner. Riley catches, shoots the three, no good. Rebound long, though. Ryan Richardson gets it, and he'll be fouled multiple times. And finally, a foul is called on Javaris Boye. So 20-15, Moberly leads by 5, 10:02 to go in the first half. And it'll be Lionel Kamwimba checking in for Ethan Smith. Inbound play. Gets it in to Javian Downey in the ball game. Still trying to get into game shape. Richardson in the right corner. Goes baseline. Cut off. Leans in. Blocked from behind by Papula. Out of bounds. Or Papula. Out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Grizzlies. Papula 6'5". Another St. Louis player. Inbound play. Richardson in the corner. Tipped out of bounds, and it'll be Grizzly basketball. KJ Vassar checking back in for the Greyhounds. He'll take the one base place. We've seen Moberly play probably 4 times this year. One thing about Moberly, you say, well, they're 16-3. I mean, how many problems? Yeah. One thing, though, they are not as deep a basketball team as we've seen in the past few years. They'll go about 7, and that's about it. Ryan Richardson to inbound the basketball. On the inbound play, looking, gets it in to the Lionel, hands it back to Ryan in the right corner. Out to the point, 3 on the shot clock. Javian over, Riley's got the 3 at the horn, no good. Ball off to the front iron, comes straight back, and it's picked up by the Hounds. They come back in the front court. Turn to the middle, here's a wild left-hand shot, no good, put up by Jaden Banks. Grizzlies come away with it. All the way to the hole. Layup good by Javian Downey. He went coast to coast. That's the old Javian right there. When Javian Downey strained that Achilles back middle of November, he was playing so well. So well. It's going to take a little while to catch back up. Maybe by February he'll be back to 100%, but it's good to have him back out there. At the right point, catch and shoot for Banks. 3, no good. Rebound, Richardson for the Grizzlies, down by 3. 20-17. Left corner, Downey fakes the shot, drives in, kicks it, skip pass, right point. Ball fake Richardson. Pull up, 15-footer off the side iron, but he chased down his own rebound, gets it across court, now at the left wing. Downey for the tie at 3. It's an air ball, picked up inside, laid up and good by Ryan Richardson. 20-19. Boye at the point, guarded by Heisen. Puts it on the floor, drives, and Heisen knocks it about 5 rows back behind the Moberly basket. Jalen Heisen, 6'6", can really jump. And that time, Boye, who stands 6'4", got some of his own right there. In the lane, on the inbound, follow away jump shot, side iron won't go, and the rebound to the Grizzlies, we can take the lead here. 8-10 to play in the half. John Glass, bounce pass corner, catch, shoot, and no good. Rebound to the far side, pulled away by K.J. Vassar for Moberly. He'll bring it up to the right corner. No one picks up the ball. Wide open 3 is short. And the rebound is chased down. And out of bounds will be Moberly. As Papua chased it to the corner and stepped out of bounds. Media timeout, 7:44 to go in the first half. The Grizzlies trail the Greyhounds by 1, 20-19 at Moberly. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Game scooting right along. We're at the 7:44 mark of the first half. The Grizzlies trailing 18th-ranked Moberly 20-19 here at Fitzsimmons John Arena in Moberly, USA. They've still got plenty of snow up here. And it is cold. The time I came up here in November for that two-day tournament with the Grizzlies was the first time in my memory that I've ever traveled them overly and not been cold. They made up for it today. Richardson, front court, Sean Glass, and the Grizzlies have it with a chance to take the lead here. 20-19, Glass on the left wing, gets a high screen, goes right, kicks it across to Harris. Blaine dribbles over. Now it's the point. Jalen Heisen to the right corner. Three on the shot clock. Got to shoot it quick. Did he get it away? No. 30 seconds violation on the Grizzlies. Good defense that time by the Moberly Greyhounds. Ethan Smith checking in for the Grizzlies for Lionel Kamwemba. Urji Hunami back in the ball game for the Grizzlies. And he comes in for Jalen Heisen. 1 point game, 20-19, Moyer over on the left side. Coppola backs it up, kicks it over. Kyles dribbles in, gets cut off, bounce pass out. Moyer has it, high screen, cut off, dribbles to the other side, and pass in, drive, basket good, foul on the play. A pick and roll, and Moyer dished it off to Lowe, who went in for a two-hand dunk. Urji Hanami with the foul and the act of shooting, so it'll be a bucket in one for big Josh Lowe. Josh Lowe from Dallas, Texas, the freshman, puts it up, no good. And now the Greyhounds set their full court press after the missed free throw. Glass, front court, right side, right corner. Urji has it knocked away by Moyer out of bounds. He'll stay with the Grizzlies. 17 on the shot clock. Next Grizzly game will be next Wednesday night from Mineral Area. Inbound play, bad pass, stolen, didn't come to the ball. Now the pass up the floor, and here come the Greyhounds. We got to come to the basketball when the inbound passers having problems. Moyer drives in, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Sean Glass. Boy, they're allowing a lot of contact tonight. Down the lane all the way. Here's a drive, no good by Blaine Harris, but he got fouled, and he'll shoot two, and with a chance to cut this back to a one-point game. Second foul on Josh Lowe from Moberly. And Blaine Harris from Cape Girardeau, the home of Rush Limbaugh. Free throw good. Blaine Harris has four. 22-20. No good, and it's a two-point game rebounded by the Greyhounds, Josh Lowe. Down the front court. Right side, Grizzlies look like they're going zone here. And they are. Bounce pass, low block. They'll post up. Popola. He'll dribble out. They'll move low out front. Set a screen. Shoot a three. Good. That's pretty good offense. KJ Vassar's first three. 25-20. Need to be patient and get a good shot here. Brian Richardson down the floor. Fall away. 10-foot jumper. Good. He drove his defender back and then stopped, pulled up, and makes his second field goal. 4 points for Ryan. 25-20. Moberly on offense. Up high. High screen. Down to the lane. Ball knocked away. Picked back up by the Greyhounds, though. K.J. Vassar has it out front. There's 10 on the shot clock. High screen, goes right, hesitates, dribbles baseline, turns, fadeaway jump shot way short, and the rebound, it's going to be a jump ball, and the Grizzlies will get the ball after the turn, after the tie-up. Riley Whitaker will come in for Blaine Harris. 5:08 to go in the first half. The score really favors the Grizzlies. The type of game it is really favors the Grizzlies. This has been a completely a half-court game. John Glass, front court for the Grizzlies. Has it stolen from behind. Knocked away. No one hollered to help it. Popola on the left side. Gets the screen. Goes right. Now out to the point. Crossover dribble. Banks drives in. Puts it high off the board. No good. Rebound. Put back good by Popola. Didn't block him off. He has 12. 27-22. Sean Glass in the front court. Back down by five. Could use one here. Urji Hanami could really beat his guy off the dribble. He gets a shot at it. There's the ball fake. There he goes. All the way to the basket. Laid it up off the board. No good. Somebody slapped the backboard while the ball was coming off. That should have been a goal tip. Got a wide open shot. Here's a drive. That's got to be a... They're going to call that a block on Riley Whitaker. He had position, squared up. The only thing wrong with that, he may have been inside the semicircle under the basket. That was very, very close. Riley Whitaker picks up the foul. Ade Popola will go to the line for the Greyhounds. First one, no good. 27-22, 4:06 to go in the half. Beaton Smith out. Lionel Kamwimba in for the Grizzlies. We'll see this team two more times this year. Next free throw, good. Popola makes one. And it's 28-22. We got 4 minutes to go in the half. Let's see if we can improve our standing here as we get closer to halftime. Hanami beats his guy on the dribble. Left-hand layup, no good. Rebound. Lionel Kamwimba kicks it outside. And we'll reset the offense. In the corner, Glass catches, shoots the three. It's good. Sean Glass. Sean has 11. It's 28-25. Josh Lowe, postman, out front, comes out, hands the ball off. Popola. Left wing, got hung up midair, had to pass it off. Now over the top. Kyle's over on the right side. Pretty good. K.J. Vassar makes his second three. And it's 31-25. And now Moberly goes zone. Left corner, Glass. Three hits the side of the backboard. Tip long, picked up by Whitaker. Riley, cross-court pass. Urji, ball fake, goes baseline. Shoots a running right-hander. No good. Rebound to low on the weak side from Moberly. Greyhounds in the gray. Bring it up right to left. Left corner, wide, open three, good. And I say wide open, nobody was in 15 feet of DeJuan Bates. 34-25 suddenly. We were down three a moment ago. Now it's out to nine. Ryan Richardson on the left sideline. Bounce pass high post, right wing. Wide open, Sean Glass with a three, and it's good. Sean Glass is going to have to keep doing that. We're going to stay in the game. He's got 14 here in the first half, 34-28. That was large. 2 minutes to go in the first half. High screen. Vassar feeds it across. Right side. Another three is another three. DeJuan Bates makes his second three. Raining threes, the scoreboard says. No kidding. 37-28. Grizzlies down nine. Ryan Richardson. Sean Glass gets the ball out high. Gets that high screen. Dribbles across. Pull up. Shoots a three from the left point. That's an air ball out of bounds. It goes back over to the Greyhounds. Force that one. And so Sean Glass is out. Javian Downey in. Full timeout. 1:28 to go. First half. It's the Greyhounds 37. The Grizzlies 28. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, kids' craft days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
1:28 to go in the first half. Overly Greyhounds 37, MSU West Plains Grizzlies 28. It's a 9-point game, and Moberly has outscored the Grizzlies from the 3-point line here in the first half, 24-15. That's 9 points. That's the difference in the ball game, and it'll be Moberly ball in the backcourt. They'll bring it up the right side. Grizzlies back to the man-to-man defense. Jalen Heisen on the basketball. Jalen can guard a guard because of his athletic ability and quickness. Down the right side, they kept the dribble off. Back outside from Kyles. Gets it to the right point. Crossover dribble in the lane. Lean in. Whistle. Travel with the basketball. Good defense that time. He gets Javian Downey on him. And that's only the third turnover on Moberly here in the first half. Full court pressure. Do we have another timeout? 30-second timeout called by the Grizzlies. We'll keep it here during the timeout. By the way, congratulations to Mason Miller and the West Plains Zizzers who beat Ozark last night at Ozark. The Zizzers are compiling a pretty nice resume. They're about 500 right now, but you look at the teams that they have beaten and teams that they came close to beating. When it's time to seed the district tournament at the end of the year, Mason Miller is going to have some stuff to brag about, and that will get his team a very good seed, you would think. Back to play, Ryan Richardson in the front court. Top of the circle, Javian Downey from Canada drives through, puts it up on the run, no good, got fouled, he'll shoot two, and a chance to make it maybe a 7-point game. Jake Sage, the Kickapoo Chief, is in the ball game for the Grizzlies. Javian Downey at the line. free throw for Javian is good. Javian has been sitting out for about 2 months with that strained Achilles. If you've ever had Achilles issues, you know that when that thing is messed up, you're not doing anything. Here's the next try, and good. Javian Downey, 2 out of 2 from the line. Grizzlies down by 7. 42 seconds to go in the first. Popola out front, pulls it back. On the left side. Down the key all the way. Moyer drives in, puts it up and good. And he curled over from the left wing. Down the right side, Moyer got the lay-in. And he has 9. 20 seconds to go in the half, 39-30. Downey drives, puts it up on the run. No good. Tried to draw a foul, didn't get a whistle. Now 10 seconds to go in the half. And we'll get the 30 called by the Greyhounds. Coach Pat Smith took that timeout with 9.6 to go in the first half. The Grizzlies, again, next game will be next Wednesday night at Mineral Area against the Cardinals, who have really hit the skids lately. I believe they've lost 5 in a row. Moberly coming off a 72-60 win over the Three Rivers on Wednesday night. 16-3, ranked 18th. Here we go back to play. 8 seconds to go in the half. Greyhounds get it over. Vassar drives, puts up a runner. Good. At the half, the Grizzlies trail by 9, 39-30, and Grizzly halftime is upon us here in Moberly tonight. Hope it's warm. And Grizzly halftime brought to you by Missouri State University West Plains. New beginnings and endless possibilities. Grizzly halftime is next in 2 minutes on KDY.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Well, the score is correct. I thought it was 41-30. The scoreboard showed 39-30 after that last basket, but the correct score is 41-30. The Grizzlies trail by 11 at halftime here in Moberly. In the first half, boy, it's a good thing Sean Glass didn't miss the bus for us. He's got 13 of the 30 points in the first half. We've got to get more out of more people. That's all there is to it. 4 points, three players, Ryan Richardson, Blaine Harris, and Javian Downey, and two apiece for Ethan Smith and Urji Hanami. For the Greyhounds, Ade Papua with 13 points to lead their scoring. 9 for Javaris Koye. 8 points for KJ Vassar. 6 points for Juan Bates. 3 for Latrell Kyles. And 2 for Josh Lowe. The Grizzlies had 7 first half turnovers to 3 for Moberly. And from the line in the first half, the Grizzlies 5 out of 6, while the Greyhounds were 1 out of 3. But the statistic, which I'm not sure of, but I'm sure if I did have the game stats in front of me, it would indicate that Moberly is shooting an extremely good percentage. And again, from the three-point line, they've outscored the Grizzlies so far in this game, 24 to 15. The difference is 11, 41-40. Another two-minute timeout. We'll come back to Moberly, Missouri in just a moment on KDY.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, Kids Craft Days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Speed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, for more than a farm store.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
This basketball season is darting right along. We're already just past the middle of January. Before you know it, February will be here. Then the next thing you know, the district basketball tournaments for high schools, the regional tournament for the Grizzlies. It all goes by very quickly. And the Grizzlies, who have won 6 out of their last 9, have been playing pretty good basketball recently. The other night, they did just enough to get by Jefferson College. And here tonight, we saw them get down 11-3. And it looked like maybe Moberly was going to go on one of their patented runs and bury the Grizzlies. But after a timeout by Jared Fay, kind of got our legs back underneath us, and luckily Sean Glass was very hot shooting the basketball in the first half. Now in the second half, if we're going to win this game, it's going to take more than Sean Glass. Everybody else out there that is playing on the perimeter will have some opportunities, I'm sure, but we've got to get some baskets. One thing that we did do, I thought, pretty well in the first half was we took the ball to the basket. We did draw a few fouls. This game is being officiated very loosely. And so if you're going to take the ball to the basket, you're going to get hit, slapped, bumped, something. And unless you do what it takes to get a foul call, it can be a pretty perilous trip. But as it is, the Grizzlies can't just go back out and start launching threes. We'll be out of the ball game in the blink of an eye if we do that, because that just kind of plays into what Moberly wants you to do. 41-30 at the half. The Chiefs moving on. The eighth straight conference championship game for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. It just seems surreal to even say that, but who will it be? Will it be Baltimore? Will it be Buffalo? That'll be next weekend, championship weekend. I saw that the Lions, I thought the Lions might have a major problem with the Washington Commanders. That game is early in the second quarter, and the score is 7-3, at least last time I saw. Yes, 7-3, early second quarter, Detroit leading the Washington Commanders. Grizzlies reemerge from the locker room. And they'll get loose and ready for the second half. We've got to get somebody else stepping up here that can score the basketball, whether it's taking it to the basket or shooting from the perimeter. We've just got to get more guys involved in this, because if Sean Glass goes cold from the field, we're going to be in the world of hurt. So let's see if we can start the second half on a positive note. And we'll see what happens as that plays out. The Greyhounds are yet to come out for the second half. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here and come back to Moberly with a score. Greyhounds 41, Grizzlies 30. Back in a minute on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Dan in the Weather Center taking a look at how this week is going to be shaping up, and it's a cold start, of course. Tonight a low of 11 degrees, tomorrow a high of 19 with a low of only 5 degrees. Wind chills could get us down below 0 degrees. Looks like the rest of this week is supposed to slowly warm back up, though. We might see 40 by Wednesday. Details on when that's roughly going to happen can be found at OzarkRadioNews.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Not a fan of the weather forecast, Dan. But on the upside, it will get a little bit warmer as the week goes on. I see no talk of any snow in our long-range forecast here. I like that even better. 41-30 is the halftime score. So the Grizzlies with three things to check off tonight in this ball game. Number one, take care of the basketball. Well, not terrible. 7 turnovers in the first half to 3 for Moberly, so they had 4 more cracks at the basket than we did. Had to rebound the basketball. We've done a pretty good job of that. Jalen Heisen getting some extra time off the bench. And we pretty much held our own on that front. And get the ball to the basket. We've done a decent job of that. We've been aggressive taking the ball to the basket tonight. Drawn some fouls, got a few buckets. But the one thing that's not on this list that you really can't control, and that is how well is the other team going to shoot the basketball? Well, the Greyhounds, and again, I don't have the official numbers in front. I'd be willing to bet that the Greyhounds shot, especially from the three-point line, they probably shot between 55-60%. In the first half. So we'll see if we can cool them off just a little bit. At halftime, 13 points for Sean Glass for the Grizzlies. For Moberly, 13 for Ede Popola. And the halftime margin is 11 41-30. And we'll take our last break before the second half starts. Back in 2 minutes to Moberly on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Speed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Ball, 41-30 is the score as we start the final 20 minutes. And it'll be Moberly basketball at midcourt. They're starting five. Vassar, Moye, Popola, Kyles, and Lowe. Grizzlies starting five. Richardson, Unami, Harris, Kamwemba, and Glass. Grizzlies will start this half in a 1-2-2 zone. Urji Hanami plays at the top. Ryan Richardson, Sean Glass on the wings. Well, no, we're going to go back to man now. Out front, right side. Moye, crossover dribble, feeds it across. Underneath shot blocked from behind by Blaine Harris and picked up by Lionel Kamwemba. Good start to the half defensively. Good play by Blaine Harris. Richardson drives all the way, lays it up, got blocked. We had one of those in the first half that should have been a goaltend. That one, that looked to be fairly clean at the right side. K.J. Vassar dribbles over, gets around the point down the right wing. Moye, wide open three. It's no good. And a foul will be called against the Grizzlies on the rebound. Lionel Kamwemba will draw his first foul. Neither team has an issue with fouls. Josh Lowe has two. That's it for them. Inbound play. Shot in the corner. Up. No good. Whistle. And it'll be a foul in the act of shooting. Was it two or three? Blaine Harris is called for the foul in the act of shooting. It'll be two shots. K.J. Vassar with 8 points tonight. First free throw, good. It's amazing over the last 15 years plus, and all the times I've seen Moberly play, their guards all fit the same profile. Next one, good. Seems like, anyway. 6 feet tall, quick tall get out. Good defensively, take care of the basketball. Front court Grizzlies with Glass, and he'll be fouled on a hand check at midcourt. Boy, that's a bad foul on Javarius Boye. That's his second. Unami inbounds to Ryan Richardson in the backcourt. Glass off a screen, right side, underneath, pass Urji Hanami, bounces back out to the corner. Ball fake, step across. Sean with a three, and it's going to rim off. No good, rebound. Papoya. Rebound. Left corner, wide open, Moye, try again for three, no good. Rebound taken by Sean Glass. Up the right side. Richardson backs his man down, has a height advantage, gets to the paint. Pump fake, go up, Ryan. Gets it outside instead. Left side, Blaine Harris. Left elbow, he'll pull it back and get a screen. Keeps the dribble alive to Ryan Richardson, 11 on the shot clock. 43-30, Greyhounds up by 13. Richardson in the paint, double team, puts it up on the move, no good, and the rebound is low for the Greyhound. 43-30. High screen up front. Here's a three, and it's good. KJ Vassar. KJ Vassar, 46-30. This thing is getting away from us. Sean Glass, top of the circle, all the way in, lost the ball, turned it over. Grizzlies lose it for the eighth time today. They score here. More than likely, a timeout is coming. Up high, here's Vassar over on the right side. Push off by Kyles, gets in the paint, goes up. Shot missed, rebound, two-hand dunk by Josh Lowe. 48-30. We've been outscored 7-0 so far in this half. Front court, Ryan Richardson. Pass over to Urji Hanami. He's already burned his dribble, and he puts it on the floor again. Does not call for it. Curl over the top. Urji kicks it far left corner. Blaine Harris, three. Good. Blaine's got seven, 48-33. Right wing, fire another three up. No good on the miss by Vassar. Rebounded by Blaine Harris up the left side. Ryan Richardson. Hanami on the right side. Dribble through, lost the ball. Kicks it back outside. Sean Glass. High screen, goes to the left. Kicks it over to Urji. Spins to the middle. Turns, shoots off the board, no good. Got his own board, puts it up and around, no good. And the rebound down to Moberly. Man, we may lead the nation in missed one-footers this year. Over on the right side, Moye steps in, pulls up, shoots it off the glass, no good. Tipped up and in by Josh Lowe. Not blocking him off the board. 50-33. Up the right side now, Glass. Bad pass, but it's picked up. Now Richardson, three on the left wing, around and out. Rebound Grizzlies. Sean Glass from way out on the right point. No good. Rebound tipped over and picked up by the Greyhound. The difference in this basketball game to this point has been shooting. Just plain old shooting the basketball. Here's another three from the right corner. Good. And the Greyhounds keep piling it up. Popola with his third three. 20-point game. This got away fast. We're down 11 at halftime. We have 1-3. We have 3 points in the first 5 minutes of the second half. Richardson drives in, lays it up and good as he got past his man, took it to the basket. Ryan's got six. Latrell Keys on the left side. Popola with it. Urji Hanami comes out on him. Now they'll hand it off. Alley-oop inside. Low catches. Shoots. Missed it. Rebound. Kamwimba. They're going for an alley-oop dunk, but Low didn't jump. He caught it, then tried to go back up. Nothing happening there. Richardson out on the right sideline. 53-35. Grizzlies down 18. Richardson. Has the ball slapped away and picked up, though, by Sean Glass. Out on the wing, stolen again. Go, 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 go. down the floor. Alley-oop ball hits off the rim and comes back, and Ryan Richardson has control of it for the Grizzlies. Richardson spins to the middle, and a reach-in foul will be called, and that'll be on Josh Lowe. That'll be his third foul. And we'll get timeout with 14:04 to play in the ball game with the score Moberly 53, MSU West Plains 35. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
53-35 is the score out of the timeout. The Grizzlies have been outscored here in the second half, 12-5. And what was an 11-point game at the half is an 18-point game now. 14:04 to go. Full court pressure by the Greyhounds out of the timeout. Javian Downey will throw the basketball inbounds for the Grizzlies. Here's the inbound play. Ethan Smith. Pass deflects off a head out of bounds. It'll be Grizzly ball in the front court. Raleigh Whitaker will throw it in. Inbound to Javian Downey. Got pushed down. Foul call on KJ Vassar. Third foul on Vassar. He has 13 points tonight. Inbound play. Hook pass left side. Raleigh with a three. Good. Raleigh Whitaker. Got to enjoy Calico Rock night at the Grizzly game Wednesday night. Raleigh Whitaker, the Calico Rock Zebra, knocks in a three there. 53-38. Down the key, left corner. Up fake. Dribble in. Back it goes in the corner. In the lane. Holloway is off the back iron. No good. Rebound, though. Popola, he lost it and is taken away by the Grizzlies. Jalen Heisen comes away with it. Underneath, Ethan Smith to the corner. Riley with a three. No good. Ball is tipped along, picked up by Jalen Heisen. Left point, Ethan Smith. Thought about a three. Wraparound bounce pass, free throw line. Jalen holds it up. Gets it over to Javian Downey at the left point. Downey shoots. The shot clock expires. Second time the Greyhounds have forced a shot clock violation on the Grizzlies. We just had no idea of how much time was left on the shot clock. John Glass will come out of the lineup. Jonathan White will check in for the Grizzlies. The 6'1 freshman from Columbia, South Carolina. Out front, Jaden Banks, down the key, all the way, and a right-hand slam by Popola. He split the defense, just took it in, and rammed it with one hand. That shook the building. He's got 18 points. 55-38. Downey, in the key, hook pass to the corner, save from going out of bounds. Ethan Smith in the lane, pump fake, fall away from 13 feet, won't go, rebound to Popola. And back to Moberly with a chance, with a three, to make this a 20-point game again. Bounce to the low block. Now taking it to the rim. Ball slapped away from Ronnie Imbangu. He just checked in. 6'7" freshman from Canada. And a timeout on the floor. 11:57 to go. Second half. The Greyhounds have pulled away. They lead it by 17. 55-38. Back in a minute on KDY.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
The five out of the timeout for the Grizzlies will be Jalen Heisen, Jonathan White, Javian Downey, Riley Whitaker, and Ethan Smith. It'll be Moberly basketball under their own basket. Jaden Banks, the guard, will throw it in for the Greyhounds. Man, we don't start until that 60 seconds is done. Here's the inbound play. Bounce pass in, Popola with it. Goes right baseline, up around, right-hand layup, no good. Rebound to Ethan Smith for the Grizzlies. Ethan Smith down the middle of the key, goes up, scoop shot, up and good. Great move by Ethan Smith, cutting down the middle of the lane. And scooped it with the right hand. He's got four. It's 55-40 at the other end. Here's a lay-in up and good. Three-point basket for Bates. DeJuan Bates has made three field goals, all three from behind the three-point line. 58-40. Ethan Smith. Right side of the floor, keeps the dribble. Hands it off to Riley Whitaker. Bounce pass over to Downey. Man, they play you hard on defense. They body up, they reach in, they slap. Here's a pass to the corner, bounce pass inside, and put up no good by Jalen Heisen. He got fouled, and he'll shoot two. The Greyhounds play ultra-aggressive on defense. Free throw shooter Jalen Heisen for the Grizzlies. First free throw try is no good. Jalen has been slowly but surely getting more minutes, and his ability at 6'6 and his athletic ability to guard at the defensive end is a big reason for that, and a rebound. Next free throw, no good, 0 for 2, 58-40. Banks up to the left corner. Popola drives in on the baseline, and the defender, Jalen Heisen, lost his balance. And Popola just leans in and lays it in. So he has 20. Jonathan White, left corner, Heisen. Hook pass, baseline, Ethan Smith, it, give and go. Two-handed dunk by Jalen Heisen. Ethan Smith got it on the baseline. Heisen cut hard to the basket and threw it down. First bucket for Jalen tonight. Right side, pull up, three ball, no good. Rebound, Riley Whitaker. The shooter fell down as if he got clipped, but he didn't. They don't call the flop anymore. Here's a drive by Downey, blocked off the glass by Popola, and the Greyhounds come back left to right, up 60-42. All the way in, right hand running, layup off the side of the backboard, no good. Off the side iron, that is. Off the miss by Jaden Banks. Jalen Heisen, right corner, back outside. Ethan Smith, Riley catches in the paint, pump fake, all kinds of trouble, gets it outside to Ethan Smith, And a bad pass inside. Tried to throw it to Heisen, and it's picked off. Left point, Moye beats his guy on the dribble. Got it back. Loose ball. Laid it up. No good. But a foul is called on the Grizzlies with 9:21 to play in the ball game. Riley Whitaker gets his second foul for the Grizzlies. Javarius Moye, first free throw of the night. And it's good. First point of the second half for Javarius Moye. He now has 10. Bopula is the guy that is just killing us. He's got 20. And shows no sign of slowing down. 61-42. Moye makes two. Ryan Richardson in the backcourt. Riley Whitaker up the right side to White. Up ahead, wide open, and the shot is up. No good. Jaden Roach went up to dunk the ball, and it got knocked away from behind and picked up by the Greyhounds. Drive by Popola. No good. Tipped up. No good. Low up. Got fouled. He'll shoot two. Third foul on Riley Whitaker for the Grizzlies with 8:56 left. Josh Lowe at the line. First try, good. Blaine Harris checks back in for the Grizzlies with 8:56 left. Next try is good. Bates makes two. The Grizzlies trail by 22. This is the biggest lead from Overly tonight. Ryan Richardson, front court. Jonathan White to the left corner. Back out to Jonathan. Back out to Jalen Heisen on the left wing. Puts it on the deck. Steps through. Had it stolen. Blaine Harris knocks it away from behind. That should be off Moberly. It's off a foot. Off the foot of Ade Popola. And it'll be a turnover on the Greyhounds. That's only their sixth turnover tonight. The Grizzlies have 13. 8:29 to go. 64-42. And our offensive problems continue here tonight. Now, some of the credit for that, though, has to go to Moberly. Heisen, right side. Jonathan White now, left side to Richardson. He'll dribble over to the right wing. Now pulls up and shoots a three at the horn. Shot clock horn, no good. Rebound to Popola. On the weak side, down by 22. Popola at the right point, free throw line. Leans in, picks up the dribble. Hands it off. Bounce pass underneath. Two-handed dunk again by Josh Lowe. Hey. Blaine Harris, top of the circle, down the key, had it slapped away. Going to be touched last by Moberly. Stop the clock with 7:23 to go. John Glass check it in. We get immediate timeout. 7:23 to go in the ball game. Grizzlies are down by 24, 66-42. Back in a minute on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Well, Tucson Grizzly, Don's Auto Service, player of the game. When it's all said and done right now, it would have to be Sean Glass. He had 13, has 13, but all in the first half. Jalen Heisen gives it back to Sean Glass. On the right side, pull up, shoots a three from the wing. No good. Rebound to Josh Lowe. We have a really hard time getting good looks at the basket. Down the key, right-hand runner off the side iron. Won't go. Rebound Sean Glass. And the Grizzlies come back with it. Gives it to Richardson. Drives down the key. Trap. Tabble with the basketball. He was going to pass, but Jalen Heisen was cutting on the baseline. Had to stop. And another turnover. The Grizzlies have scored 10 points. That's not right. We've scored 12 points here in the second half. Yes, that's right. 12 points in the first 13 minutes. Down the key, step three, right-hand lay-in is up and good by Kyle, Latrell Kyle. Made that look pretty easy. Glass in the front court, gets it across to Ethan Smith. Throw it over the top left wing. Blaine Harris got a three off the back iron. Ball tipped out and out of bounds. And it'll still be Grizzly ball with 6:17 to go. We play these guys two more times. We'll play them in West Plains on February the 5th. Back here on February 25th. I'm sure it won't be cold then. Here's the inbound pass. Ethan Smith takes the pass. Guards in the corner by Lowe. He can take him on the dribble. So he goes in, leans in, shoots left hand. No good. And the ball will be fought for and tied up. Blaine Harris had to tie up, but they didn't blow the whistle. And back come Moberly. 6 minutes to go. This game is out of sight. 68-42. Greyhounds will take their time on offense. Over on the right sideline, DeJuan Bates will get it to the right elbow. Back to Bates. He'll put it on the floor. Beats Jake Sage to the basket and lays it up and in. He's 70-42. 11 points at the half. It's 28 now. Richardson on the dribble. Keeps the dribble. Drives in. Goes up. Got fouled. He'll shoot two. With 5:20 to go in the ball game. Riley will check back in for the Grizzlies. Riley Whitaker will get a couple of subs coming in for the Greyhounds. They've got this well under control, so they'll start cleaning the bench. Shamar Carter, a 6'4 sophomore from L.A., is in the ball game. First free throw here is no good by Ryan Richardson.
And then Shamar Carter.
Tariq Anderson checks in the ball game for them. 6'7 sophomore from Florida. Tariq played a lot last year, but this is his first play tonight off the bench for Moberly. Next free throw, good. One out of two for Ryan Richardson. 7 points. 70-43. Latrell Kyles, left wing pass, three ball, launched again, no good, rebound on the weak side, Sean Glass has his fifth rebound up the left side. Glass over, Ryan Richardson, Riley, ball fake, drives in, pull up, back to the point, there's an open three, straight on, no good by Ryan Richardson, rebound, Riley Whitaker, feeds it, and a drive and a two-handed dunk by Ryan Richardson. Good feed from Riley Whitaker to give him that bucket. 70-45. out at the left point. Banks has it to the low block. They'll post up inside. Banging, kicking it to the right corner. Open shot. Carter, three, no good. And the Grizzlies fumble it out of bounds, and will stay with Moberly. Four minutes, 15 seconds left. Sean Glass checks out. Ryan Richardson checks out. Jake Sage is in the ballgame. Javian Downing. Up high, holding it. Now Vassar in the left corner. Open shot for a three. No good. Rebounded by the Grizzlies. Riley Whitaker up the right side. Downey back outside. Jonathan White. Left point. Three ball by Riley is no good. Rebound, though. Ethan Smith goes up. Scores. Foul on the play. The basket count. 70-47. Ethan Smith for the three-point play, short, and the ball comes off back toward the free throw line, and Jaden Banks picks it up for the Moberly Greyhounds. Banks has it at the point with 3:40 to go. Crossover dribble, ball lost out of bounds by Vassar, and he lost it out of bounds. That may get him out of the ball game. Grizzlies in the front court now with Jonathan White over to Javian Downey. Jake Sage cuts to the basket, kicks it back to the corner. Three ball, Riley Whitaker, good. Riley's second three. 70-50. Vassar at the point to the right wing. Crossover dribble, gets in the lane, pulls up, 10-foot jumper, good. Banks first basket, 72-50 now. Javian Downey in the right corner. Lob it to the point. Jonathan White. Step back, three at the left point. Back iron won't fall. Rebound by Banks and Moberly. Back the other way. Curling over the top, Vassar. Keeps the dribble. Goes baseline, lost it out of bounds. Turnover again on Moberly. Well, he was coming out anyway. He's turned the ball over consecutive trips down the floor, so he's out of the ballgame. Bendow will check back in, the 6'7 kid. For Moberly, the Grizzlies right now have Jonathan White, Javian Downey, Jake Sage, Jalen Heisen, and Jaden Roach. 2:23 to go. Downey drives the lane, lost it on the way, had it slapped away, and another turnover, 15 now. Low block, catch, fadeaway shot by Anderson won't fall, and the rebound taken down by the Grizzlies. Downey all the way, right-hand scoop layup is no good, and the ball tipped out of bounds, last touch by the Greyhounds. 1:56 to go. Inbound play, Jonathan White. Jalen Heisen. Down the right corner, Javian Downey nearly walked with it. Double team, bounce pass to the low block. Jaden Roach turns, drops step, puts it up off the board. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds for the Grizzlies. It'll go to the Hounds with 1:40 to go as we play out the string here. Grizzlies only scored 30 points in the first half. We only have 20 in the second half with a minute and a half to go. Out front. Pull up, shut, no, bounce pass in. Bad pass stolen. Jalen Heisen, he's had a good game tonight. He has been in the middle of a lot of stuff. Baseline, Jonathan White. Cut off, wraparound pass in the corner. Jake Sage with a three. That's no good. Anderson gets the rebound. and they're in no hurry to do anything here. Banks has it, left elbow, keeps the dribble alive, quick pass back out to the right point. Up fake by Banks, pull-up shot for a three, no good. Rebound inside. Here's the left-hand shot, no good. Rebound put back up and in by Ronnie Mbando. 74-50. Thought we would give a little better showing tonight. Baseline. County walks with the basketball. He took it to the right baseline, and we have just turned the ball over left and right here in the second half. 9.5, 16 for the game. Bandow out front with 30 seconds to go. They don't have to shoot the ball, but they've got 14 seconds. They'll take it to the baseline. Fadeaway jumper, good by Drake Anderson. 76-50. Pass inside, reach over the top, foul will be called on Anderson. On Jaden Roach. Jaden Roach will get to shoot a free throw. Well, actually, he's going to get two. Foul in the act of shooting. Free throw, no good. Well, everybody thought it was going to be two shots, and not. It's off the mark, rebounded by the Greyhounds, and this basketball game is over. Final score, Moberly, 76. MSU West Plains, 50. Player of the game for the Grizzlies is going to have to be, may as well just name it after him, Sean Glass. He didn't score in the second half, but he finished with 13 points. And we'll talk it over with Jared Fay on our post game when we come back in just a moment. Sean Glass, our Don's Auto Service player of the game. And we'll talk to Coach Fay when we come back in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Moberly wins the ball game by a final score of 76-50. And Jared Fay is up here to my left here for our post game. I'll tell you, when you get 31 half 20 in the second half, it's hard to win.
Yeah, obviously they're Moberly. They're a really good defensive team. We just didn't shoot very well. You got to hit shots against them. They just kind of pack the defense in a little bit. They'll give you some open threes, but we got to make them. They also make you work, and I felt like we were just a little bit sluggish tonight, didn't move without the ball well enough.
I thought when the game started, if we could do a few things that we could, you know, stay in the basketball game. But the one variable that you can't foresee is how well the other team shoots the basketball, and they always shoot the ball really good here.
Yeah, they do. I felt like we got off to a slow start. Felt like we were still on the bus. Responded, got back in the game. Made it pretty competitive there. They hit some tough shots. Still, at halftime, last couple possessions, we didn't get points, and that really hurt us. They came out in the second half, kind of got some momentum right away, and it was kind of uphill from there.
We had 13. Sean Glass had 13 points tonight, and I don't think anyone else was in double figures. It was just tough, and that's true. They do make it tough. They play really good defense. But I thought we had a couple kids. I thought Jalen Heisen is looking better and better.
He
plays.
He is, and he's We need him right now down the stretch, and he's been working hard, figuring things out. Very good defensively tonight. Had some really nice plays. He's still learning the game. There's no question about that, but definitely saw some good things, and I think he's going to help us down the stretch.
We've got a road trip again next Wednesday. We'll go to Mineral Area. They have really struggled lately, even though we just barely got by them the other night. And we'll have a chance. We're now 9-10. We'll have a chance to get back to 10-10. We just don't want this thing to slip a couple of notches the wrong way.
Yeah, Mineral is 0-3 in conference. Two of them are double overtime losses and a two-point loss. So very easily could be 3-0. It'll be a battle there. I think every game from here on out is going to be a battle, and we just got to keep, you know, get back, get to practice, and get better.
All right, Coach, thank you much.
Thanks,
appreciate
Coach.
It. The Grizzlies fall by 26 here tonight, and here's the way the scoring went in the ball game. John Glass had 13 points for the Grizzlies, 9 points for Ryan Richardson, 7 points for Blaine Harris, 6 points apiece for Ethan Smith and Riley Whitaker. A 4.9 for Javian Downey, and 2 apiece for Jalen Heisen and Urji Hanami. For Moberly, their leading scorer with 20, Ade Popola, and he had, 13 in the first half, and he really helped fuel them. Everyone that played for Moberly scored in this ball game. They got 13 from K.J. Vassar and 11 points from DeJuan Bates. So, the Greyhounds run their win streak to 15 games now. They're now 17-3 and 6-0 in region play. The Grizzlies fall to 9-10 and 2-2 in region play. Next game for the Grizzlies will be on the road at Park Hills on Wednesday night. It'll be another late night, and the Grizzlies will play the Cardinals, and we'll have that game here on KDY. Tonight, Moberly with the win. They win number 15 in a row. They beat the Grizzlies 76-50. And until next Wednesday, Arlen Hutchison saying thanks to Dylan Groves in studio and saying good night from Moberly, Missouri.